friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying Jesus' parables for disciples, and this is Appendix 3, a vocabulary for parables and analogies. The word that underlies the Hebrew understanding of parables is the Hebrew noun mashal. It covers a wide territory, from pithy proverbs and parables, allegories, sayings and riddles, to bywords, taunts, and discourses, even a developed comparison or similitude. When mashal was translated into the Greek Septuagint in the 2nd century BC, it was expressed as parabole, parable, and in a very few instances as paroimia. The Greek word parabole is compounded from two words, the preposition para, beside, and the noun bole, from the verb balo, to cast. The image is of something cast beside something else, a comparison. In John's Gospel, we don't see parabole, but rather paroimia, veiled saying, figure of speech. In the Synoptic Gospels, parabole is used to describe a narrative or saying of varying length designed to illustrate a truth, especially through comparison or simile. Comparison, illustration, parable, proverb, maxim. In the Synoptics, the word refers to a variety of illustrative formulations in the teaching of Jesus. A.M. Hunter writes helpfully, "In germ, a parable is a figurative saying, sometimes a simile, be wise as serpents, sometimes a metaphor, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. What we call parables are simply expansions of these. All we like sheep have gone astray is a simile. Expanded into a picture and you get a similitude, like the lost sheep. Expanded into a story by using past tenses and circumstantial details, and you get a story parable like the prodigal son. The difference between a similitude and a story parable is this. Whereas the similitude bases itself on some familiar truth or process, like putting a patch on a garment or leaven into meal, the story parable describes not what men commonly do, but what one man did. A sower went out to sow. A certain man made a great banquet." We have a rich vocabulary to describe all sorts of variations of sayings, comparisons, and stories. In the text of this study, I'll mainly use parable, analogy, and saying to differentiate different parables. I've grouped some of the English words below to help you understand the precise meanings. Sayings. Adage, a saying often in metaphorical form that embodies a common observation. Aphorism. A concise statement of a principle. A terse formulation of a truth or sentiment. Adage. Epigram, a terse, sage, or witty, and often paradoxical saying. Maxim, a general truth, fundamental principle, or rule of conduct, a proverbial saying. Proverb, a brief popular epigram or maxim, adage. Saying, something said, especially adage. You can see these are very close to each other. Then comparisons. Analogy, resemblance in some particulars between things otherwise unlike. Similarity, then, comparison based on such resemblance. This is an umbrella term that would include both metaphor and simile. Figure of speech, a form of expression such as a simile or metaphor, used to convey meaning or heighten effect, often by comparing or identifying one thing with another that has a meaning or connotation familiar to the reader or listener. Metaphor, a figure of speech in which a word or phrase literally denoting one kind of object or another is used in place of another to suggest a likeness or analogy between them, as in drowning in money. Simile, a figure of speech comparing two unlike things that is often introduced by like or as in cheeks like roses. In Matthew 13, we often see the phrase, "The kingdom of heaven is like something. Next, similitude, an imaginative comparison. Word picture, a graphic or vivid description in words. Finally, stories. The English definition of parable is a usually short, fictitious story that illustrates a moral attitude or a religious principle. Allegory, the expression by means of symbolic fictional figures and actions of truths or generalizations about human existence. Especially parables in which characters in the story are meant to be seen as real figures.